during that race, it was terrible weather. It was rainy, it was foggy, and then he just never came down the mountain. And there was an extensive search. His you know, bereaved family also continued to search, and there's just never been a trace of him found. Later in that year of 2012, he was declared legally dead through a court proceeding called a presumed death trial, which is a way for families who've lost someone in a fishing boat accident or a plane crash where remains are not going to be recoverable to have their loved one legally declared deceased so they can move on with settling estates and insurance and things like that. So he's been legally dead for almost 9 years now, but I think there's a lot of people who still very much, you know, want to know what happened to Michael Lemaitre, and that question has not been answered.
And you took these questions back to the authorities. What did they tell you 9 years later about this?
They searched. They didn't find anything. The race changed as a result of the disappearance. You know, I think there was a healthy debate about how is this race unsafe? And they added some pretty sound safety measures, it sounds like. There are now sweepers that follow the Red Lantern, the last runner down the mountain, to ensure every person has gotten off the mountain. There's a rule that if you're, you know, much, much slower than most of the runners, you have to make it halfway up in 1 hour or you'll be disqualified. So that, I think, is discouraging of people who are going to be taking, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours, much longer to complete the race. And then also, Michael Lemaitre had not been up and down the course ever before he raced. And now, if you do Mount Marathon, you have to attest publicly, you have to sign something like in a public room full of other racers that says that you have been up and down the whole course.
What do you think this story tells people about Alaska or about what happened to this guy?
I think it's the same intrigue that makes people going missing in Alaska so fascinating for some people, because it's just the vastness of the wilderness that, you know, Michael Lemaitre, he could have taken just a few wrong turns and then very quickly been in a thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of kind of impenetrable mountainous wilderness in the Kenai Mountains. And just that, I think that vastness and the proximity of that vastness to town and to thousands of people and spectators, that you could be gone without a trace while there are hundreds of runners and thousands of spectators like a mile, less than a mile away from you, is just a reminder for Alaskans of that very thin line we live in between our little patches of town and kind of infinite wilderness and the dangers of that. I think that's fascinating to people. I know it's fascinating to me, the overwhelming scale and power of the wilderness and how close we live to it and how close we all tread that line.